AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump addressed the nation on the Iran war Wednesday night, his first primetime speech since launching strikes with Israel over 4 weeks ago. He said after June strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, the Islamic Republic was trying to rebuild.
They had no intention of abandoning their pursuit of nuclear weapons. They were also rapidly building a vast stockpile of conventional ballistic missiles and would soon have had missiles that could reach the American homeland, Europe, and virtually any other place on Earth.
He again praised the damage U.S. forces have inflicted on Iran's military.
We are going to finish the job, and we're going to finish it very fast. We're getting very close.
And he added,
these core strategic objectives are nearing completion. As we celebrate this progress, we think especially of the 13 American warriors who have laid down their lives in this fight.
In other news, the Supreme Court heard arguments over President Trump's birthright citizenship limits and seemed poised to reject them. Homeland Security Secretary Markwayne Mullen has rescinded a rule that DHS expenditures over $100,000 be personally approved by his office. And Hai Panjwani reports,
the Department of Homeland Security is pausing plans to buy new warehouses for immigrant detention as it reviews contracts signed under former Secretary Kristi Noem. A senior Homeland Security official told the AP that the department is also rechecking warehouse deals it has already made. The news comes just a week after Senator Markwayne Mullen took over the department from Noem. Mullen inherits a big push to expand detention space, but the plan drew sharp local backlash. Communities raised moral concerns and worries about the strain on the sewer and water systems. Homeland Security has bought 11 warehouses so far. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
And four astronauts have embarked on a flight around the moon, NASA's Artemis II mission. This is AP News. Hershey says it's going back to basics. Jennifer King explains.
Hershey says they're shifting back to classic recipes for all Reese's products starting in 2027 after the grandson of Reese's founder criticized the candy company for switching to cheaper ingredients.
You've got peanut butter on my chocolate.
In a public letter published on Valentine's Day, Brad Reese says he bought a bag of Reese's mini hearts and found them inedible. He accused the company of diluting the flagship brand and abusing consumers' trust by introducing new products but replacing the original ingredients. Reese's peanut butter cups have stayed the same, but a small portion of Hershey products, like mini Easter eggs, are now made with a coating that contains less real chocolate. Hershey acknowledged some recipe changes, but says it's been trying to innovate to meet customer demand. In addition to the return to classic peanut butter and chocolate, Hershey says they will be transitioning to natural colors and are making Kit Kat bars creamier. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.